As a Driven Leaf is a novel in which fictional and historical characters coexist in comfort. The genius of Milton Steinberg's great work is that it illuminates the political and intellectual conflicts of rabbinic times in a way that shows their relevance to Jewish faith, nationhood, and personal development in every era, including the present. Elisha Ben Abuya's story is, in many ways, our own. The story takes place during the late 1st century and early 2nd century CE. The leading Jewish personalities of this time were the rabbis who led the community and preserved it, despite the assaults of the Roman Empire and the destruction of the Temple in Jerusalem. It was the time of the creation of the Talmud, the collection of arguments and explanations, legal decisions, legends, and commentaries on the Torah, Jewish scripture. Rabbi Akiba is considered to be the father of Rabbinic Judaism. He was born in the year 50 CE and was executed during the Hadrianic persecutions in the year 132 CE. He defined the canon of the Old Testament and decided which books had the power of scripture, as in the prison scene in As a Driven Leaf. At the time he began to study, Akiba was already 40 years old and the father of a family. He founded his own school in Bnei Brak. His students became the greatest rabbis of the next century. Akiba was a Zionist. He believed in the national liberation movement of the Jewish people and the restoration of their ancient homeland. His support of Bar Kokhba's nationalist revolt marked him for death by the Romans. It was Akiba's scholarship and leadership which guaranteed that intellectual bonds and ethical values would unite the Jews, even though the temple had been destroyed.